Welcome back to another video on Field of Play TV. And it's not no normal episode this week. It's a special one.
Come on.
One that's been in the works for a while. Probably a year, I would say. Probably just over a year.
Yeah.
It's been a while, but you know what they say, greatness takes time. So
that's the
we're here in a room with Sam.
Come on, man. Thanks for having me, lads. Appreciate it.
Nice to have you on.
So long. You know what it is, yeah? I feel like, because there's so much football happening, and I feel like weeks just blend into one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a good time to come on. The season's like heating up.
Yeah.
Like all of our clubs are, you know, in different places.
Yeah,
I feel like you lot got me like maybe a few months ago, it would have been better.
Different.
But it's all good. It's all good.
No, 100. And obviously in the studio with Sanch.
My boy, it's good to be back, man.
Yeah.
Good to be back and good to have you on, bro.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. So obviously we're going to get straight into it and speak about ball, etc. But you, bro, like how's things like with, you know, the football space and what you got going on?
It's good, man. It's good. Like I said, it's just been like really busy. Like I feel like I've been ill in like 3 times in the last 3 months just because I've just been outside, outside. But like, you know how it is, Championship, League One, Premier League, like every league right now I feel like is exciting. It's got storylines to it. So being a part of it's been nice, like doing the features with players and stuff like that. Like I feel like I'm in a space in the football space that I wanted to be and wanted to like occupy. So
yeah,
man, it's been nice.
And how is that? Like obviously working with players, like it's obviously a lot of people's dreams. Do you know what I mean? To just be rubbing shoulders with people that they see playing, you know, day in, day out, etc. So how is that like? Like what do you enjoy the most about that experience?
I've actually never been asked that, you know. I think what I enjoy the most is, what I've always wanted to like bring to this space is showing the fans a side of footballers that you never really see in it. So I always want to be the energy that allows them to like express themselves. So a lot of the features that you see me do is like them, like we've got an attack versus defense thing where the players are managers and they're just not talking about football. They're pretending to be managers, or we'll do features where we're asking them like about fashion, about music and stuff like that. And being able to be in that space like excites me, but also another side of it, it kind of humanizes them. I feel like when we don't see them as humans, it's easy to abuse. It's easy to say, oh, you get paid this, why are you not doing this or whatever? But when you actually speak to these players, like, not being funny, they're like us. They're just very good at football. Like, do you know what I mean? So it's like, you imagine yourself, you have a bad week and then you've got to play on the weekend. You've got a slight injury. Your team's not doing well. You've not scored in 5. You might have another bad game, but to the fan, that's like, oh, it's like another extreme.
Yeah.
But to them, it's just like, they're trying to get out that funk, do you know what I mean? So yeah, it's made me view players like completely differently. So the way I view like my club, for example, is different because I know like the circumstance around like players and like the whole ecosystem within Chelsea, do you know what I mean? So yeah, man, it's opened my eyes a lot, but it's also made me, I don't know if it's made me less passionate. Like I'm passionate, but the passion isn't blind.
Yeah.
The passion isn't blind anymore.
No, fair enough. Yeah. And obviously, I see that you just come back from Qatar.
Match
for Hope. Working with
PT. That was good. Oh, bro. You know what's so mad? That's the first time I've actually like worked with him. Obviously, he's done bits with Sky. But he's like, when people say he's aura, bro, like it's actually mad.
Yeah,
like,
it's mad.
It was on a red, we're on a red carpet. And before he came, red carpet was smooth. Like everyone was in position. So the players and the managers would be walking past to do interviews. Everyone was in position. As soon as Henri came, the red carpet, the rope flung one
open.
Camera's there. Two other cameras are on, like literally on the carpet. And it's like, guys, this is not what we were doing. But I had to get on because I wanted to get our interview as well. But when you speak to him, like he's just a legend, man.
He gives that vibe.
And like even where he was playing, like I can only imagine like being on that pitch with him and like going to tackling must have been scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't want to be the player to do a madness.
Yeah, or like, done up.
You don't want to pass it to him wrongly and all of this stuff. But yeah, man, that was a good experience. Like, they raised a lot of money. They had like legends and content creators there. Yeah, it was good, man.
It looked good, bro. Yeah, it looked good. Yeah. Good turnout.
Proper. Yeah. And like, I think they're trying to build more. They're trying to do a basketball thing out there as well. So I think they're
expanding that.
So it should be good, man.
Fair enough, man. Nice. Fair enough. Obviously, for the viewers, tell them what team you support, bro.
The best team in London.
Spurs.
And the thing is, people are going to say, oh, yeah, you haven't beat this team in how many years? Let's talk trophies in the last 2 decades.
I like that.
Like, if we talk trophies, you can't compete.
I like that. Put your trophies on the table.
Exactly. Big energy. Exactly. Big energy.
I'm trying to say, though, like, bro.
And I, like, don't get twisted. I understand. Obviously, we're going to go into the game, whatever. I understand.
Disclaimer.
I understand. Like, yeah, we haven't beat. I don't think we beat Arsenal in like 4 years or 5 years, right, whatever it is, yeah. But what does that get you?
You got to ask.
It's just bragging rights,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't get no extra trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they started the game in second. We started the game in fourth. They ended the game in second. We ended the game in fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you don't really get much but bragging rights. But yeah, I support Chelsea.
Yeah, I hear it. So, obviously, what like inspired you to support Chelsea from?
Okay.
Yeah.
I've actually said this story a few times now. Yeah. Basically, my dad supported Liverpool. Uncle supported United. All of my friends supported Arsenal. I wasn't really into ball, but I'd say like when I was younger, they were like pushing me towards like United and Liverpool.
Yeah.
But my uncle's like a United through and through. Like,
big
to
up,
the point
big
where.
Big up unks.
Like, yeah, nah. Yeah, but it was like, it was so extreme that it was kind of putting me off it. And at that point, like when I was really younger, I was into athletics, innit? So when I started getting into ball, I had one knee injury for athletics. No, it wasn't even a ball. That's what put me into ball, yeah. Had one knee injury, yeah. And I started watching ball more, whatever. And I just, like, blue's my favourite colour. And I just gravitated towards Chelsea. Like, there's no, I was born in West London. It's just literally, Chelsea was one of the first teams that I watched play. And was like, yeah, I'm going to support them. And no one's going to tell me what to do. Yeah, I'm supporting them type thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, the rest is history, man.
Fair enough, bro. Fair enough.
Around what time was that in terms of Chelsea's?
I'd say the year before Ranieri.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool,
Ranieri.
Cool.
So it was like we were getting good. Like, we still had history. We still had won cups, we weren't, you know, the juggernaut that,
that you are now
in the years. And even at that, like, I always say this: like, if you support United, and you're not from Manny. No. There's some hunting that is, you know.
What?
I'm just saying that United have been one of the best clubs in the country for decades. Yeah. If you're not from Manny, it's very interesting that you support that club, innit? Like, same with Liverpool, Arsenal to a certain extent. If you're from North London, fair enough. But I feel like everyone gravitates to good football and teams that like are likely to win in it. But I think because Chelsea was more recent, or like our like age group. How old are you, man? Actually,
so I'm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 27.
Oh, damn. How old is No, I just turned 30. But I'd say my generation, and I realised that, you know. But like everyone says, like around our like age, that if you support Chelsea, you're growing. And I'm like, come on, bro. Like, you support United, you were hunting for something. Liverpool, Arsenal, it's the same thing.
All I'm going to say to that is, no comment.
It's but, calm though. I won't take away from you, but listen, I only bring that up when people try to bring that up, because you said what year in Chelsea's that. You wouldn't really say that.
Say
for
you join you out.
No, but bro, like, no one really says that.
Listen.
You start supporting that United? When I was born.
Listen, from birth.
Yeah, we believe
but
that.
But if the shoe fits, you know
we
the saying, man. You know the saying.
Come on.
But speaking of Chelsea, obviously, you lot faced Arsenal.
Yeah.
Defeated 1-0, Mikel Merino header. What's your thoughts on the game and how things panned out?
It was a boring game. If both fan bases are going to be honest, and all of us are going to be honest, it was boring. I think you could see that both teams were missing like attacking threat. Obviously, we had no Cole Palmer, no Jackson. They had no striker. They're missing like Saka, obviously their best player. So it was that type of game. Like you could tell that it was a struggle for both sides to create anything. And I just think that the better defense won. Like if we're being completely honest, I don't think it was like when the game started and I was like, okay, this could get long. Mm. But then when they scored, we started getting better. But then you see the areas where we're lacking in, like in the final third, we just missed that cutting edge. And I think that that's something for like the management and like Maresca to like fully like deep going into the summer. We need, not even just him to a certain extent, but I think we just need players that have got like the X, but like Palmer's got the X factor. Jackson has like spurts where Jackson's the type of player that causes any defense problems, isn't it? Like, yeah, he's not the most clinical striker, but he'll cause problems. Yeah. But what we saw today was that players were reliant on other people creating things for them and stuff like that. And it's never going to work out, especially when you're up against like the best, one of the best defenses in the league. So wasn't like a great result, but it wasn't the worst.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's been a run of form now where it's a bit up and down.
Mm.
You compare that to the start of the season where it was, I don't know if you were considering it, but yeah. But obviously that's tailed off a little bit now. Is that, what do you think, what do you put that down to?
I put it down to injuries, mainly because as soon as Fofana got injured, we just dropped off in form. Like he was available for the Aston Villa game at the start of December that we won 3-0. And people might say, oh yeah, Fofana's not the most clean cut defender, but he was a big part of our defence.
Yeah, yeah,
as soon as we lost him, like everything kind of crumbled, which shows that we're not at that place, which Maresca was saying, to fully challenge, but he's obviously happy to be in that position.
Yeah.
So it was more just getting by, and then Lavia started getting injured.
Yeah, yeah.
Reece, then Gusto got like in and out of injuries. So it was affecting us. Like it was affecting our like consistency, and where we're at a point where you need to have your best 11 available week in, week out. It kind of just tailed away.
So it was
like, obviously it was nice being that good. And I didn't necessarily like it when Maresca was saying that,
I was just about to ask you that.
We're not in the title race to a certain extent, but I understood it because he's obviously seeing the club, seeing the team like in training. He knows what he's seeing. If we're not in the title race, then fair.
Yeah.
But my thing is, even if you don't believe it, there's ways to sound like you can, you're confident enough to see
that it might happen.
Not even might happen, but you're just there. Like we're not challenging, but we're going to do
our best.
We're going to do our best, you know what I mean?
No, I
think the media obviously tried to add pressure because no one was asking Forest that question. Like, they weren't asking Forest if they're in the title race because they're still up there now. Do you know what I mean? They knew what they were doing because Chelsea, they predicted them to not be in the top four, be in the race, whatever. So every question was, are you in the title race? Are you in the title race? He's like, no, we're not.
So do you think Maresca just crumbled then?
Not crumbled.
In hindsight,
I don't think it's crumbled. I just think, in hindsight, I would have just wanted him to just be more like, I don't even know what the word is, but just don't.
More like a take a game by game type of
approach.
Rather than just completely write it off.
Yeah, he was saying that, but I think because he wasn't saying, yeah, we're in the title race, everyone was using it against him. And he's like, bro, we're facing a Liverpool side that literally challenged the year before, have got a new manager and they've got Salah, who's the best player in the world at that time. Got an Arsenal side that flipping challenged last season, Saka, one of the best players. Then a City, no one really knew what, but City can always bounce back. We know what City about. So really and truly, we're just happy to be in the conversation. But they were forcing us in that conversation.
because you were doing so well.
And they know what that pressure does. No one can act like they don't know what it does. The same thing with Liverpool. The season before, when it was Klopp's last season, as soon as he said, or I think it was the year before when they were like, oh, we can win the treble. Bro, we ended up winning one trophy.
Yeah.
Then the year after, oh, we can win it all. Crumbled again, just one Carabao. Do you know what I mean? So it's like that media pressure adds a lot, whether we like to admit or not. And we've got players that are like the youngest top side in the league. So I'm not distraught at it. I just would have wanted it to be a bit more like, sounded a bit more confident, especially when we started losing.
And I think people forget where you were last season, and that doesn't help. Yeah. It's like you find yourself there, you're doing well, you've signed well, and then you fall off a little bit, and then people all of a sudden just look at the start of the season and forget where you came from last
exactly.
season.
So, and people kept on comparing it to Pochettino. Like, Poch was a nice, he's a nice person, and he's a nice manager.
Mm.
Yeah. The last 3 months were great, but the first like 8 months wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, it was very up and down. Like, it was rock and roll ball. We had a lot of injuries. He was complaining about players, the type of players that he wants and all of this stuff. Like, it wasn't comfortable as a Chelsea fan. Like, it wasn't comfortable. We'd go into games, we don't know if we'd win. At least now we're going into games and saying, okay, cool. If all our players are available, I know Palmer and Jackson are going to cause people problems. Nonny might have a standout. Neto might have a standout. Caicedo looks way more comfortable. Enzo looks way better. Cucurella looks way better. Mm. Like, there's a few areas that we can improve on, but we look way better like as a squad. Mm. And it looks more exciting with the players that we're going to add that are coming in the summer that we've already now signed. Mm-hmm. Like, so, yeah, man, all the comparison stuff, it's just like, it's just that, stop. Everyone just keeps comparing. Chelsea fans online love comparing. Stop comparing. It doesn't change anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Enzo, it's his first season in the Premier League. We're on route to potentially winning a European Cup that we were in at the start. It's not like we got like, do you know what I mean? He's in it, so we're trying to win it. And we're in the conversation for Champions League ball. That's what we wanted. Like, do you know what I mean? So
given the season last season and then the start, would it be slightly
No way. Because you can't look at it that way. Like, you've got to be honest. Like, no one, did you man do predictions at the start of the season?
Yeah.
Where did you put Chelsea?
Oh, we violated you.
Yeah, exactly.
We violated you. Yeah,
so
yeah,
what did
yeah.
you put us
though? I went eighth. Yeah. I went far. I think I went lower.
Wait, and where did you man put United?
Don't do that.
No, seriously.
Like, we ain't got to do that, though.
No, we have, actually. Where did you put United?
Top four still.
That's
all I'll give
crazy.
You.
Crazy.
Yeah, but
we
you know...
We finished above you.
But you know what it is? The delusion always kicks in pre-season,
nah,
isn't it?
See, you might need to take that delusion. That's what I'm saying. Strip that back and be honest.
Do you know what it is, though? With some of the signings that we made, yeah... You know, before a ball is kicked, you start to envision what that signing's gonna be or bring.
What were the signings that you?
Let's not.
Let's just break away.
I hear it. I've said it many times on this pod. When a manager gives me a reason or gives me like, that's the reason this has happened. No, that and then after he's given me the glimpse of hope, there's this talk of all these injuries, and then you're like, okay, maybe that's the reason we're not performing. And then he has the performance he has in the cup final.
Okay.
Then he has the summer where he's bought. You look at the players. They're not world beaters, but you look at them and you think, okay, they could help us.
Yeah.
Everyone's fit again. You maybe believe we could finish higher than we probably were going to. Do you get?
Yeah.
And obviously, I got that wrong on my behalf, but that's why I put us there to challenge for top four.
That still doesn't make any... I'm sorry, lads. That sounded nice, but that didn't make
any... It's nice to say
because
that
because at the end of the day, we finished above you.
It's nice to say
No, of course. But then if you want me to give you the reason for why I thought Chelsea were going to...
Yeah, go on.
I just... The way the summers you were having, and then obviously Poch ended the season, like you said, he ended it quite well, and then you got rid of him, and then you brought a manager who's largely unknown.
Yeah.
It was just a championship.
Yeah.
And the way I think you were managing your summers, I just thought it wouldn't work. I just thought it would explode again, if I'm being honest.
That's interesting. But we didn't lose any starters, though.
It wasn't more so about losing. It was more so about how is he going to make this work.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like transfer windows, this is what I mean. Transfer windows doesn't, like, if you're making moves, doesn't mean that you're just suddenly going to be better. Like, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You man made signings, but there's no signings
that
you
agree
made
with. Yeah. Now that I agree
anything.
With.
Like, we made signings. I don't think our signings did anything extreme. But our starting 11s that ended last season, we didn't lose any. I don't think we didn't lose a starter. I don't think you lost a starter.
Right.
So going off of that, your team wasn't better than ours. Do you know what I mean?
No,
so
We did.
Yeah.
He's
get in the top four and you get my apology.
No.
Nah, season's not done. Let me not go too far.
Because the L's are, hey, they're always around the corner.
They are.
Do you get
they
what
are.
I'm saying?
They are.
But
they
are. Obviously.
No, and I think he's done, honestly. I've
Maresca.
Yeah.
He's done a great job.
No, amazing. Nah.
But that's what I'm saying. My thing is, like, what's so upsetting about, like, Chelsea fans at the moment, especially online, is that they're not deep in where we were last season in comparison to where we are now. Like, obviously, Maresca could do things better, like any manager.
Yeah.
I see Arsenal fans getting onto Arteta. I see City fans getting onto Pep. So all of this, it happens. Like, but the reality is, we're in a better position. He's made players like believe in what he's doing, and he's made them better. He's made us play more consistent, like week in, week out. Mm. Yes, he's gonna do things wrong, but like, bro, I'm seeing people get onto the fact that he. Did you see the thing with Timber on the side where they shook hands?
He shook his hand. Yeah.
They were having a back and forth, and then Timber said, try harder. They shook his hand. I'm seeing Chelsea fans saying, is this what we've become?
What does that even mean? That's the social media.
No, it is. People, and it's not just your fan.
Yeah, we're going to get it.
When I was on my way here, I said I need to talk about this because I think all fans that aren't really on socials to that extent are so annoyed at the fans on socials, bro. Because everyone's they're doing too much.
Yes.
You don't need to be the one to like find something to have an issue with. Like.
And fans always want to be right.
Yeah.
Oh, if you change your mind on this player. Oh, but you said this though. If you change your mind or your opinion about a manager or you get evidence in regards to why you're changing that opinion, you can't change that opinion.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
You get it. It's just weird, man. It's weird still. I can't lie, man.
And it's little things like that. Like, who cares about what you just said? Like,
and it's
throughout the week. It's not just on a match day. He could do something in a presser, and people are like,
"Yeah,
oh, I didn't like the way he done that." And it's like, what are you even arguing about, bro? Mm-hmm. Do you get it?
You just did. It's too much. And I think it's seeping into like the stadiums and stuff. I don't think as much at United because United, Old Trafford always looks like bouncy.
Yeah.
Even when you guys are where you are, but the last game you guys played, I think it in the
Sociedad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was going.
Like
that's positive, but like Chelsea, for example, like I know that in the last few games that I've been there, I'm looking at the atmosphere and I'm like, bro, like come on, The players need our support.
Yeah.
If you want us to achieve what we're like, let this place feel like a place that they know that they can rely on. Do you know what I mean? Like,
win, lose, or draw.
Bro. But I'm seeing that seep into like just modern day fandom in general. In the UK, I'd say. Because I think like abroad, bro, we've seen PSV, their fans were what, 7-1 down
and
they
just
were bouncing.
Do
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Need more of that because it doesn't make sense, man.
100%. And obviously, speaking about a team that, because obviously we spoke about how people weren't predicting Chelsea to finish in the top four, etc. Teams weren't predicting Liverpool to be doing what they're doing this season.
Yeah.
Like, how do you think their season has gone briefly? And what do you make of the fact that they've been in, you know, all the competitions, etc. and they're only down to one at this point?
The way you said that is
No, well done. That was brilliant.
They're only down to one.
You know what it is?
It's a weird one because 2 weeks ago, it would have been a thing of like Slot is en route to having one of the best first seasons we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I was literally arguing in a chat, like literally last week, saying you lot need to relax because he inherited a squad that challenged last season up until, let's say, the last 10, 15 games.
Yeah.
Still had the best centre-back, the best goalkeeper, the best right-back, one of the best forwards in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those four, that's a flipping core of players that you can build around for anyone. Do you know what I mean?
And you say them four, and it's the rest of the 11, you just, like, people like McAllister, that's a proper footballer. Like,
you know what I mean?
So it's like, it's not even like there's not a drop off after those four. It's like consistent.
Yeah.
With the
only
quality.
Thing I would credit Slot for is like making players like Gravenberch.
Of course.
Player, and then the Gakpos and the Diaz, like their numbers is improved this season. So I give him that respect. However, they're doing well in the league. Yeah. Arsenal dropped off. drastically.
Yeah.
City are not City, really. We're not in the race.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're not in the race.
You guys need to get top 10, bro. Need to get top 10.
Well,
but then. Like, every time Liverpool slipped up, no one has capitalized at all.
Yeah.
But in the FA Cup, losing to the bottom of
they're
the
gone.
Championship.
They're gone, by the way. So that's...
The yeah. bottom of the championship.
Relegated side. Yeah.
Then the Champions League being 1-0 up, coming to Anfield and then losing on pens.
Yeah.
Now losing the Carabao Cup final to Newcastle that didn't have a Gordon or Lewis Hall, two key players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying like, it's not like, do you know what I mean? You're still, they're still going to win the league, but it's not up there with one of the best first seasons. That's all I'm saying. Like, I still think he's done an incredible job, you know, to galvanize the side, especially when Salah, Trent and Van Dijk are out of contract in the season. But that's as far as I go, man. Like,
yeah.
He's done well. But I'm so interested to see the second season, bro.
Yeah.
Because now it's not a surprise thing. They didn't have pressure. No one, like you said, no one put Liverpool. I didn't put them up there. Mm-hmm. The transfer window, they didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they signed Chiesa. Mm. And he's barely played.
Literally.
Scored today, though. But barely played, you know what I mean? So, like, he's done well. But in those big games, in those cup big games, well, it's not happened, man. It's not happened.
Yeah, it's mad. I can't lie. Like, for me, I feel like if those teams were just doing a little bit better, as you mentioned, Arsenal, and even other teams that, you know, can compete, like United, obviously out of it, etc. And even like, bro, I feel like this league has been it's been competitive, but I feel like Liverpool, because of their defence, I just feel like there's not a lot that has been done to
like kind of like throw them off. But you know what it is, yeah?
Because people were waiting. People were waiting. When are they going to fall off? When are they going to drop off?
You know what it is, yeah? I think like every season there's one or two teams that has like this championship aura.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that if they go a go ahead, the teams that they're facing will be like,
they're shook.
We've lost day. Already.
Yeah.
Like, do you know
especially
what I mean?
Especially at
I'd say Arsenal and City had that last year. Mm. Arsenal, City and Liverpool had that last year to a certain extent. But Liverpool, you could get them a little bit more.
Yeah.
But this season, it's been Liverpool. Like, once you concede against Liverpool, just like, oh, it's just long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's just long.
Yeah.
Arsenal don't have that aura. City definitely don't have that aura no more. So it's like, Liverpool have kind of like rode that wave a little bit. But team, you can get at Liverpool.
Yeah, of course. 100%.
Everton got at them.
Definitely.
Like, even when we faced them at Anfield, yeah, we lost 2-1, but we were in that game.
Yeah, yeah. We got that, like, the best performance we've had under our manager was them.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that was
and where, and
you
where?
Won,
yeah,
that game.
We should have. We should have won.
That's what I'm saying. Like, teams can get at Liverpool, but they've got that. Yeah, that aura, like, if they score, especially at the start of the season, they were just winning games. And it was
and
like,
you were thinking, how?
Yeah,
like,
man.
Like, you'll just see it, and you're just like, bro.
And Salah, like, same thing. The aura, the Van Dijk, the aura, like, they had that around their team. Because, bro, you watch Salah today, Livermento didn't let him breathe, bro. This is the best player in the league right now. Mm. Didn't let him breathe. He didn't, I think I saw on Opta, 0.00 XG.
Nah. Mad.
As an individual.
Mad.
Yeah, locked.
Mad.
For goals and assists.
Locked up.
Like, that is someone that's not even a right back. He's playing left back, bro. He's still bombing forward as well.
Mm.
Like, these are things that can happen to Liverpool. So, I'm interested to see. Like, they've done well. And, yes, it's been a great season for Slot. But, boy, Trent looks like he's on his way out. Van Dijk don't look certy.
Question mark.
Salah.
I think they all look like they could.
Yeah,
they all could like. Mm-hmm. Van Dijk's comments the other day, he's like, don't believe
comfy.
What you
wasn't comfy,
don't
bro.
Believe what you see or what. So, in other words, basically saying,
and he was
been
the
done.
Banker.
You get
it? Yeah. You would
banker.
Think he was the banker.
Deep
to
it,
stay.
Yeah. Deep it. So it's techie in that aspect of things.
Yeah, man, we need.
Obviously, we're not Liverpool fans in here, but like what today, I thought one thing's Plymouth in the cup or whatever you rested your. One thing's PSG, they like credit to them, they were brilliant.
Yeah.
Today, I think, was a blow. I'll be honest. Like you said, I think Gordon, losing Gordon and Hall, you'd think
that
surely they'd bring it home. And I think, again, like I asked you earlier, they weren't thinking they were even going to win the league, let alone these other three competitions. Like, how would you be feeling? Like, really, like, would you feel a bit deflated? But then you're saying you're deflated and you're winning the league. Like, it's a strange one. It is a weird one because they were banging on about the quadruple and all of this, and then
out of two cups in 1 week, bro. Like that's like, and they were so like gassed, bro. Like, and the thing is, especially you might know Liverpool fans.
Yeah.
I'd say out of all the fans I know, they're probably the most arrogant. Like,
yeah.
Cause they've been good for a while as well.
Yeah.
And they know that they always compete. Yeah. So they deservedly are arrogant.
And they've won things like even as when of they're not recent. Doing well.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So like they won the FA Cups, the Carabao Cups, yeah. Like they Champions normally win leagues. These trophies, they won the yeah. Champions League leagues. So like there's an arrogance to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't, and you can kind of, I feel like you get it from the team. Like Van Dijk's gotten
All them four like players Trent, you name.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
them four
like,
players you
like,
name.
I hear, but top players, you kind
of
need
Yeah, of course.
But I can't lie, after these two games, I don't know what the energy is going to be like in the change room because they didn't turn up today.
Yeah, they didn't.
It was
from
like,
start to finish as well.
And I was thinking, I was starting to think if that gap wasn't 15 points, but it was like six.
Yeah,
dude.
Going into the back end of the season, it would have got techie.
Mm. Exactly,
110%.
12 points now. What's that? Four losses. They're unlikely to lose.
Did
four.
You get like they've won it. Unfortunately, this should have happened a bit earlier. Just a little bit earlier.
Mm.
And I think the tide could have, swung, etc. But obviously, this week, Tuchel, he named his England squad
for
the upcoming friendlies.
Yeah.
His first big decision, practically. Brought in a few players, left a few out.
Ex-Chelsea gaffer.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah?
I think that's probably the most pain that I've been in when a manager's gone. In recent years that I can think of. Yeah, I was mourning.
No, I hear it. Yeah. It can get like that.
I felt like the soul has been ripped out of my club at that point.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, bro, Tuchel. And I think I even spoke to him like 2 weeks before that.
Mm.
And he's just energy. He loved Chelsea.
Yeah, he loved, like, he embraced
he
the
loved
club.
Chelsea
he embraced
so
the club.
Much, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and it was like, you need managers like that.
Yeah, 100.
There's not that many top managers left in world football in general. Yeah, everyone's like coming up. Like, do you know what I mean? Mm. That's why companies like Bayern and like Chelsea, Arteta, Arsenal.
Yeah,
like even Amorim at United. Mm. Bro, these are young managers. Yeah, but Tuchel is one of the last few that you might not be stylistic and all this stuff, but I don't care about that stuff.
Mm.
I want to win.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I think he'd been to like four or five finals.
Yeah, he's
in
top.
Like 2-3 years.
Top,
bro.
Top.
I needed that. I just want to win. And that's why everyone that is saying, obviously I love Maresca now, and I didn't mind Poch when he came in, but everyone that's on this style of football over winning, stay over there, please.
And it's important because I feel like that's how Chelsea are. Like one thing is
identity
like,
wise.
Yeah, like
we just win at any means necessary.
That's why I think it cuts a little bit deeper for you.
Exactly.
But some people actually do have a style of play. They need that, whatever.
But that's what I'm saying. It started seeping through. Like, before he left, there were fans that were getting annoyed about, like, the way we were playing and stuff like that. But there was so much more happening behind the scenes that affected, the pre-season. We was all over the gaff until the start of the season. So imagine traveling to like 5 different states in like 3 days, and then you have to start the season like 2 days after, bro. You're gonna be fatigued. Like, we lost one game in the Champions League. I think it was Dinamo Zagreb. It was a bad game.
That was a bad one.
But it's like, bro, I was just gutted. But I'm happy that he's an England manager. Like, I wasn't one of those ones that was saying, it needs to be someone from England.
No.
I just want to win.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what this country is like. If we win
the World Cup.
Like,
bro,
because we ain't experienced that. Everyone, like, that's what I mean. Like, everyone talks about the stuff that don't matter. It doesn't matter.
Like,
are you telling me that this country is going to be a bit different if we win the World Cup because Tuchel's manager? Do you think they're going to react differently to it because Tuchel's manager?
No chance.
Of course not.
No, of course not.
Even if he wins, what's the third thing called?
The Nations League.
The Nations, proxy league.
Bro, but still something, though.
If he wins that. Something.
It's something, bro. Spurs type of energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I went too far.
This is like, let's say the FA Cup.
I hear that.
Build on it.
And he's the type to go all in on that.
Exactly.
So right decision then.
Yeah, 100%.
So obviously he made some big decisions.
Yeah.
Rashford, Henderson.
Yeah. Rashford should have never left the England squad.
Raw. Okay.
Yeah, I like Rashford.
Okay.
main reason is because there's no one that...
Yeah.
Okay. That I was a person that said Sterling and Rashford shouldn't have left the England squad.
So you...
Because of XP.
Yeah. So you value, even if they're playing poorly, you don't care.
If there's no one that is like performing above and beyond.
Beyond them. Yeah, yeah. Like, and got what they got.
Exactly. Because, Gordon's stepped in to his position in the last week, but he didn't even play him. He didn't play in the last competition.
Mm-hmm. No, he don't.
So what's the point? Like, I would much rather a Rashford coming off the bench to see what he can do than a Gordon, respectively, because let's be honest, Rashford, he's got that X factor, bro, and we've seen him do it. Mm-hmm. Same with Sterling, yes. Like, that's the thing. Like, football is just deep, man.
Yeah,
people just get so disrespected now because of like runs of form, which I understand, but let's not lose sight of what these players are.
Yeah. Of course, what they've
proven
done
themselves at the top level, bro. Play them. So I'm happy. I'm happy he's back in. Hendo, I don't know about that one.
That one's a bit...
Yeah. I don't know about that one. But...
For me, I get why Tuchel did it, innit?
Is it?
Yeah, for Rashford, innit? No, for Rashford. Because like, I'm Tuchel. He's come up against me a few times, giving me some problems. Mm. And I think he even spoke about his character and that, he likes him, etc. So if I'm the new England manager, I'm going to do what I want. Mm. For the first one, anyways, I'm going to do what I want if I'm the England manager. Me personally, I wouldn't have called him up because I don't think he's warranted a call up based on even what he's done recently, bro. I don't think what he's done in the Villa shirt has warranted an England call up. Let's even leave United. Let's forget about what he's done at United this season. Just at Villa. And I think this is...
Hold on.
This is even a thing that we're constantly seeing in this social media era. You want to cascade a player. All right. X him off. United. Cool. Now the whole world wants to see Rashford do well. Mm. So any little thing that Rashford does, and I'm not saying what he's done is little, but anything... They just want something to look at United as the ones that have failed Rashford. So I'm not saying he hasn't performed well at Villa. He has performed well at Villa. He's done well. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm not surprised. Mm. We've seen Rashford inconsistent. I've seen this. Mm. I've seen this book. Mm. But I'm trying to say that it doesn't warrant an England call-up. There's many players that warranted an England call-up before Rashford.
Like who?
Gibbs White. And I don't want to hear about this positioning thing. If guys like Gibbs White are missing out, then guys like Rashford need to make way, in my opinion.
I disagree, man.
You're talking about Gordon. I don't think Rashford, this season as well, should be starting over Gordon as well. Like what are we doing here? So because the player has the X factor and they've played well in the past, it means
who's a better player?
Rashford.
Okay.
So what does that mean, though?
So if he's the better player, okay. So if he's the better player, mm-hmm. he's performed more for England and he's in a better run of form currently. Why would he
Some
not?
Some would argue that. Gordon still...
No. Okay, he's... No, in a better run of form just for himself.
Yeah.
Why should he not be in that team when the only reason... Like, it's not Rashford versus Gordon in a sense. If he's the better player, it's Rashford versus Rashford. He has to prove to, like, Tuchel that he is as good as he thinks he is. If he proves that, then you're back in the squad.
Mm.
Because... when you're leveling the other left wingers, you're better than the majority. So if you're proving that, okay, I can get goals and assists and I can work off the ball and this stuff, you're back in, bro. Because even Gordon at his best, he's not levels. He's not levels with Rashford. Like, he wants to get to that level. And that's all I think. I think that with a lot of these players, like, bro, if Kane is off form, Kane is staying in the squad.
Yeah?
If Saka is off form...
Level, though.
It is to a certain extent because the reason why you say that is because you've never not seen it. For the last two tournaments for England has not been good enough.
He hasn't.
The World Cup, he was not good enough.
He wasn't.
But there's been players in different positions. Kyle Walker, Maguire, not good enough. Certain spells, even leading up to being picked in the squad, but they get picked because of longevity, because of experience.
I don't agree with that.
But you have to have that.
obviously managers are gonna have favorites. That's why at the start I said, I get why he will do that. If you like a player like Rashford and you don't really care about the past and that. But I personally, I've always said it that I don't like the let's call it Maguire because Maguire's been a.
But I get it though, because it's XP, bro.
Yeah, I get it, but England ain't won.
Yeah, but
England
you
have not
XP.
Won.
Bro,
you got to remember that.
The Shams kept Matuidi and Giroud in the squad.
Listen, nah, France are winners. France are winners. Let's not do that. If we're talking about England, England have not won anything. Yeah.
But they're trying to follow suit.
They're trying to follow suit. So why not play players that are performing at the highest
because
level?
What are these men going to do? Do you know
we
what
we ain't seen that, though. These players haven't got a chance.
I think with, look, listen, he's come in. He's a new manager. I think that's the
18-month contract as well.
Yeah, and I think that's the main takeaway. He's gonna come in, and in a way, look at players and say, not even really look at how they're performing, because it's like one is his first squad, and it's like, do I like Rashford's attributes? Is he not actually like stinking the place out? He's not. So it's like, no, bring him in. And it's a bit like Hendo. What is he doing out in Ajax? Nothing worth to call him up for. And I don't agree necessarily with him calling him up, but it's like, bring him in. Because it's like, he might be a little bit of help in the dressing room. It might be a little.
Exactly.
So these things do matter. Exactly. They do matter,
exactly.
But I get that end of the spectrum, but it's like, I feel like what I've always wanted the England managers to do is strike a balance. And I feel like a lot of them haven't.
He ain't got time for that though, bro.
No. But I think it's a thing to do within 18 months.
No, it's not. 18 months?
If you know how long that is? No. But when I say strike a balance, I mean, if he calls up Rashford, that's fine. That's not a problem. Mm. But then also call up Gibbs White. Because these...
In place of who? Morgan Rodgers
has
got...
In place of who, though? A player like Gibbs White that's had a season like Gibbs White, that shouldn't be the conversation that's lingering over. He said that.
Because Gibbs White is an attacking midfielder. Yeah. He's not starting ahead of Morgan Rodgers. He's not starting ahead of Cole Palmer. He's not starting ahead of Phil Foden. These are three players he's not starting ahead of.
See, these are just all...
No, but why not? No, I hear you. Why can't Morgan Gibbs White start over Morgan Rodgers?
That's the point I'm making.
He's better than him.
Yeah, but it's not
really?
Just. But it's not always just about plain and simple. Are Foden better than Gibbs White has brought something to this Forest side. Different players have different attributes.
100%.
So it's not always about, oh yeah, he's that player, this player. And when we were talking about who England should call up for tournaments and stuff, we're always talking about up front, they should have different strikers, no? So it don't matter that
Morgan Rodgers and Palmer aren't the same type of tens, but it's both tens.
Yeah, so I'm agreeing with the fact that you get it.
But you want four tens just for the sake of having them there?
But Palmer can be on the right as well, though.
But he's not going to, bro. Palmer should be.
He should be. And then the question is, what is he going to play? How is he going to play?
June. Yeah, yeah. That's the question as well. We don't know what he's. So us all saying wingers and that's all well and good. But Tuchel's played. Tuchel's played different.
Too much of him.
Ah,
bro, Tuchel's got 18 months.
Remember,
to
and,
get this
and
brand.
I completely agree.
Remember,
with that.
I said I get why he's made the Rashford decision,
but you're asking too much, though. Because, for example, if you had said, okay, Hudson-Odoi, someone that's having a good season, that's I think he's represented England at youth. Yeah, he has at youth level. Yeah, he deserves a shout.
It's not a strong case.
He deserves a shout in left wing.
Why
for
not?
What? For what?
To be out wide.
Out of Rashford and him.
Not out, see, you're saying.
No, but I'm saying, no, but I said that because he's not even, I don't even think he's.
Wait, let me even.
He's had a good season, but I don't think it moves the needle for me to hear Hudson-Odoi got called up for England. Like, I'm just being real. That's just me, innit? That might be a little bit of, yeah, but it's just, yeah, nah, not for me still. I don't think also he performs as consistently as well. And he has spurts, man. It's weird with Hudson-Odoi, man.
Wait, I'm just trying to get the actual team. What wingers are actually going?
Good question, still.
Wait, I got it. Okay. Oh, no, this is the under-21s one. Okay, cool. Forwards, Harry Kane, Jared Bowen, Gordon, Phil Foden, Rashford, Solanke, yeah? Midfielders, Jude Bellingham. Wait.
So that's the attackers.
Yeah, that's the attackers.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, okay. So he won't get in there, yeah? Midfielders now, yeah? Jude Bellingham, Henderson, Eze, Palmer, Rice, Rodgers, Curtis Jones.
Eze, Henderson, and Curtis Jones should be swapped for Gibbs White.
No, but okay, simple cool. You've brought up.
You don't care about where these men are playing. You just want him in the squad.
You've brought up Callum Hudson-Odoi now. Yeah. More of a case than who? Rashi?
No, it's just a question.
I'm not saying he deserves a case.
Is he though?
No. Why?
Because Rashi's better.
That's why. So every player, because Rashford's shown.
Not just that he's better, he's performed better for England.
Yeah.
And like we said, Tuchel is trying to galvanise a side that has gone to a... is it 2-1? He's trying to galvanise a side that has gone to a cup finals, semi-finals. He needs to win, bro. So he's not looking to be the man that brings through talent.
Yeah.
Or they would have kept my man...
Lee Carsley,
he would have kept that.
Yeah.
He's coming. Look, this squad is telling me I want to win now. I'll be very surprised if, I think the only changes we'll see in these squads going up into the actual tournament is maybe an Eze, Jones, but out of that front six, I don't see any of that changing. I don't see Harry Kane moving. Jared Bowen, Anthony Gordon, Phil Foden, Marcus Rashford, Solanke. Don't see any of them changing. And I don't see that if Gibbs White gets in, it'll be by he's been praying heavily. Because all of these players, bro, Eze's a top
and
10, bro.
Yeah.
And he's been very consistent,
he
bro.
He is, as is Rodgers. My point.
So why
my point is we started the convo by saying that Marcus Rashford, he's got this XP, he's better than Gordon, and he obviously you made a good point. When you come off the bench, it's a different convo when it's Rashi and Gordon. When it's starting a game, it might be another different convo. Now, I'm gonna bring up another person that, for me, at this moment in time, isn't showing us anything.
Who's that?
Phil Foden. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair.
For me, at this moment in time, whether he's playing, if he's playing poorly, that XP isn't there. Rashi can play very poorly and do something out of nothing.
Yep.
So when I say striker balance, I understand Rashi's attributes and I understand why he's getting called up. But then when it's Phil Foden and we're talking about Morgan Gibbs-White and whoever else you're talking about, I think there should be a conversation or there should be decisions made for maybe someone like Foden to get dropped if he's playing the way he's playing and the way he's played for England in the last couple tournaments.
I agree.
In my opinion. That is what I mean when I say I want the balance struck with a manager to come in and pick XP. I get that.
Yeah.
But also pick, just because Foden's better than him on his day doesn't mean he should still get picked. Your XP isn't
Foden
there.
Foden out, Saka in when he's fully fit. Simple.
No. That's not my argument though. But what I've just said is that's the balance I want him to strike.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. But yeah, but some things like that just don't happen in international ball, innit? It just doesn't happen. And we need to be all right with that. Like, that's just the fact of it. Like, I just think England need to win. He's trying to... Hendo is not in to start games, innit?
And
he's not in to start games.
Listen, I dislike him.
And on top of that, Gibbs White being in the squad, he's not playing. He's not going to play.
I'm saying if Rashford...
You just want him to be rewarded, but don't say if Rashford, because Rashford was there when they were touching semi-finals and finals, bro.
Yes, you're right.
You see the thing about the old days? They're the old days.
But that's not how football works, bro.
No.
It actually is, at times, though. It's about...
I think we're focusing too much on the name Morgan Gibbs-White. The point I made with Foden is that...
Because I'm saying Gibbs-White, which I hear it, but it's related to what he's saying.
The point I made is that, okay, if it's not Foden,
there is balance. Morgan Rodgers is just getting his first call up.
That's not a problem. My point is,
and is he not performing outstandingly? He above Gibbs White.
No,
are you joking?
This season,
are you seeing what he's doing on UCL nights, bro?
We're doing that. Because one is in the carrying his side to the Champions League with other players as well, so. I think that's a bit disingenuous that you try to blow him out of the water like that. Like Champions League nights. Gibbs White doing? Isn't Gibbs White murking Prem right now?
Yeah, and that's fine. But there's a difference between being expected to do that and being an underdog in that type of position. No one expected Forrest to do it. We watched the Ola
100%.
A lot of them didn't expect that. 100%. Ever. Yeah?
Yeah.
Morgan Rogers had an amazing season last
100%.
Year. Now he's kicked on and he's improved.
Yeah, he has.
He's in the Champions League and he's making man, he's walking man up and down the pitch.
Yeah.
They're still in the Champions
Gibbs League. Gibbs White ain't in champs, innit? Cool.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. No, but so there's levels to ball, bro. There's
no,
levels,
there is. There is. To ball. There is. Like, and we're, like I said, we're focusing on the name Morgan Gibbs White. But I'm saying, in a situation, if Saka's in the squad and Foden's in the squad, I know you said we'll replace Foden with Saka. I would just like to see someone else, when especially he's performing like that, rather than Foden, in my opinion.
Just want
we're going to stay where we are. I hope you know that, innit?
Oh my days. These men are not kicking ball.
Yeah, but I'm saying
men are not going to kick ball.
A gaffer needs to...
Morgan Rogers will be even lucky. He's playing so well, yeah, but he'll be lucky to come on into the game.
I agree with that.
Gibbs White will not come on. He will just be on this team sheet. Is that what you want?
Forget about the name.
Is that... See, now you don't know where you're going.
It's calm.
No, because I'm trying to say it's the balance of players like...
Being rewarded for how well you're playing, right?
Yes.
That's fine. But there's a lot
Rashford
of men that
should not
be
rewarded right now. That's the key. He should not be rewarded right now.
My last point on this, is that I said it at the start. There are a list of names that hold a lot more weight for England.
Yeah, I know this.
You know this.
Yeah.
Is Rashford one of them?
No.
Wait.
No, what did
you say?
Rashford's name don't hold weight for England.
I think it does, yeah.
So wait. But how can it not?
It doesn't hold the same weight as guys like Kane, because that's what I think you're trying to do.
Because it's very simple.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's an underbelly thing still.
No, seriously,
it's an underbelly thing. But you know how it gets. Listen, we will always prevail.
No, but seriously, bro. Because if you're saying he doesn't, bro, he's been in camps for how many years? Yeah, Rashford's been about, bro.
Foden, has he got that same clout? No, wait. Has Foden got that same clout?
He has. Not saying he should, but he has.
Okay. Yeah,
Saka definitely has. There's players that have been in these camps. If you've been in the last 4 or 5 camps,
you got clout for it. Yeah. No, I completely agree.
If you perform at a specific level that a manager needs, you're going to be called up above others that are just, you know, making a name for themselves in the league, bro. Because you've done more for England and for yourself. And, bro, come on, man. There's levels to ball. What Gibbs White is doing for Nottingham Forest is amazing. But let me not.
Yeah, he loves Gibbs White.
Listen.
I rate Gibbs White, though. He's quality. But
no, top player. But I get what you're saying, though. At the end of the day, like, I'm not naive. Do you get?
I just want that balance, bro. That's all I want. Yeah, that's all I want.
Yeah,
and I just want players to be rewarded. But yeah, man. It's been an amazing ep, bro.
Are we done?
Yeah, man. I know. We could have been chopping it up for days, man. It's been great.
I appreciate you, man, having me, man.
And it's been in the works. And as I said, greatness takes time. You know what I mean? It's been nice to, you know, sit down with the boys today and just, you know, thrash things out.
Mm.
Hopefully our teams are better, you know, in the near future.
Don't do that.
Listen,
you might need to get to the top. You are what you are. Bruno just bagged.
Come on, man. We're live, man.
Let's start. That's all him, bro. That's all him.
But yeah, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
It's been amazing. Sanch, Sam. Thank you for coming on, man. That's another one. Feel the Play TV. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. All of that good stuff, man. More guests will be coming on in the near future. More segments drawn out. We're live, man. Peace.